You are listening to Omnitalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from The Verge. TikTok is doubling down on its app's function as a search engine, introducing a metric called search value as part of its new creator rewards program. This metric evaluates how well a creator's content aligns with what users are searching for on the platform. Similar to search engine optimization in traditional search engines like Google, creators will be rewarded based on the relevance of their content to trending topics and user queries. To assist creators in aligning their content with popular searches, TikTok has introduced a tool called Creator Search Insights. This tool provides creators with data on trending searches, allowing them to tailor their content strategies accordingly and create videos that resonate with their audience's interests. The introduction of search value underscores TikTok's increasing recognition of itself as a search engine, a sentiment supported by recent reports indicating that a significant portion of users, particularly Generation Z, are turning to TikTok for search purposes. This move also suggests TikTok's ambition to compete with traditional search engines like Google by enhancing its search capabilities and ensuring that users can find relevant content within the app. In addition to search value, TikTok's revamped monetization program also considers factors like originality, play duration, and audience engagement to determine creator earnings. This program replaces the original $1 billion creator fund and places a greater emphasis on longer-form videos exceeding 1 minute. Headline 2 comes to us from CNN. Coca-Cola, often criticized for its significant contribution to plastic pollution, is taking steps to address its environmental impact by introducing changes to its iconic soda bottles. Starting this week, all variations of Coca-Cola sold in 20-ounce bottles in the U.S. will be made from 100% recycled plastic, representing a significant milestone in the company's journey towards sustainability. This initiative is part of Coca-Cola's broader goal to ensure that half of its portfolio is produced from recycled material by 2030. The move comes amid growing concerns over pollution from single-use plastics, which are predominantly derived from fossil fuels. The transition to 100% recycled plastic bottles is expected to reduce 83 million pounds of plastic used in Coca-Cola's U.S. supply chain, a significant environmental impact. While the new bottles will feature a distinctive label to signify the change, the overall appearance and feel of the packaging will remain largely unchanged. However, it's worth noting that the labels and caps will not be made from 100% recycled plastic. Despite these positive steps, Coca-Cola continues to face scrutiny as the world's top plastic polluter, according to environmental organization Break Free from Plastic. Critics argue that recycling efforts are insufficient to address the plastic pollution crisis, emphasizing the need for more fundamental changes such as transitioning to reusable packaging systems. While Coca-Cola's initiatives represent progress towards sustainability, there is a growing call for the company to adopt more comprehensive solutions to reduce its plastic usage and environmental footprint. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Wonder, the food startup led by Mark Lori, former head of e-commerce at Walmart, has secured $700 million in funding to fuel its expansion plans. Lori personally invested $100 million in this round, with participation from major existing shareholders and new investors, including Dragoneer, Jefferies, Red and Blue Ventures, and others. The funding will support Wonder's aggressive expansion strategy, which includes increasing its physical retail presence from 11 to 35 locations by the end of 2024 and to 90 locations by the end of 2025, primarily in the Northeast region of the United States. Wonder shifted its operating strategy in January 2023, moving away from its mobile food truck focus to a ghost kitchen model. The company now operates kitchens in New Jersey and New York that offer delivery, in-location dining, and pickup services. In addition to expanding its physical locations, Wonder plans to invest heavily in research and development, focusing on areas such as faster cook times, software enhancements, new menu items, and partnerships with chefs and restaurants. The company also aims to enhance its proprietary technology to drive operational efficiencies, reduce food waste, and improve delivery networks. Wonder has achieved significant milestones in the past year, including serving all 30 partner restaurants from a single location with an average order to eat time of under 30 minutes, and maintaining a net promoter score of over 60 in customer satisfaction. Wonder's recent expansion includes opening its 11th location, the first inside a Walmart store in Pennsylvania. The company plans to open 2 more locations within Walmart stores in New Jersey. Mark Lori expressed pride in Wonder's accomplishments and its progress toward becoming the super app for mealtime. With its subscription program Wonder Plus, the company aims to offer benefits such as no delivery fees, expedited delivery and pickup, and exclusive promotions and perks to its members. Headline 4 also comes to us from Reuters. The founding family of Nordstrom Inc. is making a new attempt to take the U.S. department store operator private, according to sources familiar with the matter. This move comes 6 years after a previous attempt was unsuccessful. The decision to explore going private coincides with Nordstrom and other retailers facing challenges due to consumers reducing discretionary spending amid inflation and high interest rates. Macy's Inc. has also become a target for acquisition. Nordstrom has enlisted the help of investment banks Morgan Stanley and Centerview Partners to reach out to private equity firms and assess their interest in a potential deal. However, there is no guarantee that an agreement will be reached. Nordstrom's shares surged by 12% on the news, reaching $19.22, and the company currently has a market value of $3.2 billion, along with debt net of cash of approximately $2.3 billion. The company operates over 350 stores and has an e-commerce presence. CEO Erik Nordstrom and other members of the Nordstrom family collectively own about 30% of the company. Previously, in 2017, Nordstrom formed a special board committee to consider a bid by the family to go private. However, an $8.4 billion offer from private equity firms, including Leonard Green, was deemed inadequate by the special committee in 2018. Nordstrom's recent financial forecast fell largely below Wall Street expectations, with price-conscious consumers affecting revenue. Despite this, Nordstrom Rack, its discount chain, has been performing well and expanding. In a similar vein, investment firms Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital have expressed interest in taking Macy's private for $6.6 billion, with ongoing discussions between the two parties. Additionally, billionaire investor Ryan Cohen, CEO of GameStop Corp., disclosed a 4.2% stake in Nordstrom last year but did not pursue plans for a board challenge.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.